With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. On to Super Tuesday, after former President Trump won caucuses in Idaho and Missouri yesterday and took home all the delegates at the GOP convention in Michigan. Mr. Trump now has 244 delegates compared to 24 for Nikki Haley. He's expected to pick up lots more next week on the way to 1,215 that he needs to clinch the nomination. Meanwhile, journalist Josh Kashar says President Biden's having trouble with college-age Democrats, as seen by the high percentage that voted uncommitted in the recent Michigan primary.
You know, he's in a no-win situation. That's part, the young voters have been part of the Democratic base, part of the Democratic coalition for quite some time. They really don't like Biden. They don't think he's left enough for them.
Kashar was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Texas wildfires continue their damage.
The Smokehouse Creek fire, which began Monday, may have destroyed as many as 500 structures in the Texas panhandle. That's according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says homeowners there have nothing left.
When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone, completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
The fire has burned about 1,700 square miles and killed two people, and the weather is not helping. The National Weather Service forecast for the weekend warns of strong winds, relatively low humidity, and dry conditions. I'm Shelley Adler.
Thousands of senior doctors have rallied in Seoul, Korea, to express their support for junior doctors who've been on strike for nearly 2 weeks over a government plan to sharply increase the number of medical school admissions. Sunday's rally comes a day before the government said it would begin to take steps to suspend the medical licenses of nearly 9,000 medical interns and residents for defying government orders. SRN News. One of the world's favorite Christian platforms has been blocked by Beijing.
If you live in mainland China, you can no longer access Pray.com. The Communist Party has removed the site from the Apple App Store as part of its ongoing effort to limit the spread and practice of Christianity. Pray.com CEO Steve Gattena says, quote, "Our team is exploring alternative avenues to deliver our content and services to the people in China. More than 16 million people around the world use the app, making it the number one daily prayer platform." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The head of the Jewish community in Denmark says the number of anti-Semitic incidents registered since October 7th has reached levels not seen since World War II. In 2023, 121 incidents were recorded in Denmark, chiefly online. Of those incidents, 20 were death threats, which the country has not seen since the 1980s. This is SRN News. A Pennsylvania man has been arrested in the killing of an Amish mother found dead last week inside her home.
The victim, 23-year-old Rebecca Beiler, was found dead with slash wounds in the living room of the home she shares with her husband in Spartansburg, Pennsylvania, a remote farming community. Now, police say a 52-year-old suspect, Sean Cranston, is being held for criminal homicide and criminal homicide of an unborn child, along with burglary. There were two other children inside the home who were not harmed. The crime has shocked the Amish community, mourners coming to pay their respects, arriving by horse and buggy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A measure Oregon lawmakers sent to the governor Friday would reinstate criminal penalties for possessing small amounts of some drugs in a step back from the Beaver State's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization law. SRN News.